This chart, designed by Tony Weskler in 1996, charts major signs of fertility over time. Seattle-based global health and human rights consultant and advisor for Outright Action International, Ami Bishop, has experienced the power of using Weskler's chart firsthand.
We felt strongly about using this tool to map when our fertile times were. That autonomy and that self-awareness about one's fertility was very empowering.
Archaeological evidence suggests that humans have been tracking fertility in some way since the Paleolithic era. Weskler's chart and book, Taking Charge of Your Fertility, refined the practice. The autonomy that the fertility chart provides was especially important to Ami and her wife during the mid-1990s.
Tony Weskler's book was really such a gift to us at that time because it enabled us to really take charge, as the title of the book says, of our fertility without necessarily having to interact with the healthcare system, which at the time remained fairly homophobic.
In addition to giving those who want to get pregnant the power to do so, having the kind of body literacy or the ability to know and understand one's own body that Weskler's fertility chart gives also empowers people who don't want to become pregnant.
Regardless of our sexual orientation or our gender identity, wherever we are, whether we're married or whether we're single or whatever our situation may be, I think that these kinds of tools are really important, certainly in countries where contraception is not sufficiently available. For women, being able to monitor their fertility both to become pregnant and to avoid pregnancy is really critical.